Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. Actor Joe Manoso plays Chicago Fire's Joe Cruz, a tough-fighting firefighter from the Windy City's crime-riddled Humboldt Park, and now he's in his fifth season. And this Sunday, he is hosting Whirly Cruz Cup 2.0, benefiting Shriners Hospital for Children, taking place from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Whirly Ball on Webster in Chicago. And he's truly one of the nicest guys in the business. And Joe Manoso's hanging out with us tonight. What's up, buddy?
Hey, bud. How you doing, man? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well. So cool that you're hosting this event again this year.
You know, it was a unparalleled and unanticipated success. Yes, last year we just thought we were going to get together, be some goofballs and have some fun, but it ended up actually doing some good and raising some decent money for the 100 Club of Chicago, and so we decided that we were going to go ahead and give it another go. And this year we're teaming up with Shriners Hospital for Children because I had the great benefit of working with them on a campaign last year for called Be Burn Aware, and we're revisiting that this year. And I figured, what better an organization to try and raise some money for than Shriners Hospital? They are absolutely incredible, and it's my great pleasure to do it.
Wonderful, wonderful, very cool. Tell us what to expect tonight. Like, what's going to be happening at the event and what it's all about?
Well, this morning, obviously, you know, we were hosting the kids from Shriners Hospital. We had a couple of actual patients and their families at Whirly Ball playing laser tag and some bowling. We had some arts and crafts, and Santa was there, and it was a really great time. And then tonight is going to be the actual cup, and we're going to be competing. It'll be all four teams, all four casts, Chicago PD versus Fire versus Med versus Justice.
Love that.
Whirly Cruise Cup. And then after that, it's a full tournament where people were able to sponsor teams, and they get a celebrity captain, and we do a big round-robin tournament, and then there's a cup for that one as well.
Cool. So who are some of the castmates that are going to be joining you tonight?
You know, we got people coming from all four casts. You know, obviously, almost everybody from Chicago Fire is going to be there. We got the Royce Hawkins and Jesse from PD. We've got over on Justice. We have the great John Sada is going to be joining us. We're hoping Carl Weathers might be able to stop by. We got also Colin O'Donnell and Big Jalpas from Med and Marlene Barnett, Holy Smith. It's really going to be an all-out cast. And Sam Hunt, who's now on Empire, is going to be visiting us. So he was on PD and he's now on Empire, and he's going to be coming over. He might be bringing some friends along too. So who knows? It's chock full of surprises. We're going to have a ton of people there. Last year, at the end of the night, we had just some random Blackhawks players just show up. Because that's just the way we roll. It's a fun night, and it's full of surprises. So,
I love it.
If there's still tickets available, you got to grab them.
Absolutely. And what I love is, you know, you talk about Chicago Justice, which is been rolling and filming for quite some time now. It's established, you know, and all that, but it hasn't been on the air yet. So people are going to get a sneak peek at who these cast members are. I was at the One Chicago event a few weeks back where I came down to the studios and we got to talk to the entire cast and take some tours, which was absolutely amazing. But it was also the ability to see this whole Chicago Justice set, which premieres, the show premieres in January. So to see all these folks out there for a great cause hosted by you, again, for the Shriners Hospital, is fantastic. Now, you're in the fifth season of Chicago Fire. You know, you were actually living here for over a decade before you got the role. You went to Northern Illinois University. So I consider you a Chicago guy. What do you think makes Chicago such a great city for an actor? You talk about all these casts coming in to help out tonight. What really makes it such a great city for your profession?
Well, first of all, thank you for that. I consider myself very much so a Chicagoan, so I appreciate that coming from you. And, you know, I think Chicago in general, there's a certain raw humbleness and strength to this city that you can't escape. And a lot of us have the great opportunity of playing know, middle class America, hard-working individuals on these shows. And I think that that is the heart of Chicago. I think that's the heart of what we do in our storytelling. And I think that that comes out in the city as much as it does in any of the work we do. And I think that's what we have that, you know, that has kept us going as long as we do. Is there's a certain sensibility and a certain kind of grit and quality to this city that is just unlike anywhere else. And I think that that's fun and interesting to watch, and it's certainly incredible to play in.
Well, and you get to work not only at the studio, but you get to be on the streets. So really the people of Chicago have gotten to, you know, Chicago Fire out of the foursome is the most popular as far as a ratings perspective. So a lot more recognizable on the street, but you're kind of, you're out there all the time. So people get to see you and you're part of the city.
Yes, and I want to extend an open apology to the city of Chicago for any traffic nightmares that we may have caused and will cause. I know, you know, I actually got stuck in it a couple of times trying to get to work, and I was like, oh my God, this is impossible. I don't know how we do this to people. But thank you for your patience when we're out there. It's just, it's really, you know, it never grows old. We're in our, I think, 106th episode right now that we're filming. And it is just like we're still going strong. We feel like, you know, we're enjoying each other as much as ever. The cast right now is at a really good place. I think we're really molded into a really tight group again. And it's just really been a fantastic energy. It seems like it could go on forever.
Yeah, at the 100th episode party at night, I heard Dick Wolf say, we'll see you at the 200th. Episode party.
Yeah, like, you know, unbelievable, right? That's what, another four or five years. So that's insane to even consider.
Love that. I love that. And you're living in the greatest sports city in the world. The World Series champion Chicago Cubs, the Blackhawks are back in first place. Let's set the Bears aside for now. Let's not talk about that. But
what are you talking about? Did you hear about the Cubs? They won the championship.
I heard it.
I've had the great pleasure of kind of following the Cubs, you know, the trajectory of the Cubs and kind of their rise to this greatness kind of happened right around the same time Chicago Fire started. And we've always kind of been there, you know, we've always been there for like their hero nights and watching this team kind of evolve and become this incredible, I think probably historic team.
Yeah.
Is just out of this world. I took my mom on the 4th of July to her very first Cubs game.
Oh, cool.
And an avid fan. And she, like, FaceTimed me during the World Series, like, in a Cubs cap. And she was just, I mean, full-blown. It was insane.
That's awesome.
I'm sure that they've gained a lot of fans across the country. They're incredible.
Such a young team, too. So, you know, hopefully this isn't the first time, you know.
Hopefully, yeah. Knock on wood.
Well, I'll tell you what, again, Whirly Cruise Cup 2.0 benefiting Shriners Hospital for Children takes place Sunday. That's tonight. And for more information, you can go to eventbrite.com or go to the Facebook page as well. And you can catch Joe on Chicago Fire Tuesdays at 9 Central on NBC. Have fun at the event tonight. And happy holidays to you, pal.
Thank you, brother. And then also, I just wanted to mention just tomorrow, I'm going to be at Blaze Pizza. We're going to be doing an event there through Be Burn Aware. Where, you know, you donate $1, you get a free dessert, and I'm going to be out there hanging out with some of the Shriners kids. We're going to have some fun. We're going to make some pizza. If you can make it out, that'd be fantastic.
You're a good guy, Joe. Thanks for doing that, pal.
Thank you, brother. You have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season.
You too. All right, take care. All right, much more ahead. It's 720 WGN.